Hi, everybody. Here we are, another Friday. And the day today is the 1st of June, 2018. So we'll clear the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels good. If you have a situation happening, let's clear that from you. Remember, you have to think of something. So releasing it, I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And bringing up the light beams on your monitor screen. Giving you wonderful peace energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, we'll turn it over to Ann, our co-host. So are you there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and hi, everyone listening. It is Friday night on BBS Radio Station 2. And as it's Friday night, that means it's paranormal night. So if you have any questions about the weird oddness of this planet, this is the night to send them in and ask Ron those questions. If you're a new listener, welcome. Ron Ametron is bringing us healing source energy, and you'll be happy that you tuned in. Ron does a lot of healings, and he'll likely do some samples for us this evening. He has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. So you'll want to check that out at some point. You can run some free healings there, and you can purchase many more. Also, you can contact us by sending an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. So that's the short for Creation Lightship, clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can go to the BBS radio station page and click on the link to the Weebly Fast Chat and send us a message that way. And we really appreciate hearing from people, hearing how you're doing with the healings, how you feel. Ron's done some special calls recently, and I think as time goes on, people notice some changes and improvements in their health. So Ron always appreciates any testimonials about that. And I'll try to remember to say this again at the end of the show, but we're in the month of June. Ron is doing, in addition to his monthly calls that he does all the time, he is doing two very special calls. One is the spirit, the first one is the body rejuvenation call, where he's going to go down all the different body parts and organs and do a healing for us on them. And the other one is the spirit in the box healing. And the body rejuvenation is on the 16th of June, and the spirit in the box is on the 30th. And the charge for each of those is $50. And if you go on, again, to Ron's website, you can click there and find out more information about that. And they're both really, really wonderful clearings. I can't recommend them more highly. They are transforming. They're just life-changing. Someone has a question, Ron. If I've already done the spirit in the box healing, shall I do it again?
Well, I think most people would say yes to that. You know, every time you do something, even if you do the same clearing, you know, half a dozen times like we've had with the pin calls and stuff, you always benefit from it. So, but that's your own personal choice. I think if you're going to do anything at all, and, you know, that would be the call to probably definitely get on to get more of your spirit back. So this is a one of the external energies that took your spirit. And it could be, you know, it's hard to say how long your spirit has been here. And, it could have been stuck a long, long, long time ago, captured. So we're able to retrieve what we can of that that's got taken away from you. So that's the whole thing. This is probably, just as important as doing healing on your physical body, doing your spirit to get your spirit back. of the darkness. So back to you.
Yes, and when Ron does the physical body healing first, it's just, it's really wonderful. And I know that I found that spirit in the box to be just profoundly empowering. It was really life-changing for me. So, oh, and if you haven't already signed up to receive emails from Ron, you can do that on his website. On the right-hand side of it, it just asks you to put in your email. And he doesn't send very many, but it's nice to keep their lovely always and beautiful, so they're a pleasure to receive, and then you kind of can keep up, especially if you can't listen to all the radio shows. But we do appreciate and enjoy when you listen to the radio shows. So last Friday, someone sent in a video of a floating orb. And as Ron has discussed many, many times, orbs are alien energies that, I guess, drain our energy and hang around. And unfortunately, people sometimes see them in photographs and think they're great. I know I've mentioned this before, but I know someone who said, oh, look at this great picture of me. And, of course, she posted it online, and it had a horrible orange orb at her head. And she's like, look at that. Something's watching me and looking out for me. Like, she thought it was good. Well, it's unfortunately not good. Anyway, the video is now posted on the BBS chat page. So if you're interested in looking at that, you can go there and play that video. And if you're not familiar with the CLS Dweebly chat page, it's kind of a, you know, sub-website that we try to post things that come up on this show and tips and information about healings, et cetera, or something. If we get a lot of questions about one thing, we put it on there. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. You can connect to it through the BBS radio station page. Okay. So I'll move on, Ron, to some more questions. We do have a few paranormal ones. Well, here's a, I've heard of this show before. Our listeners do, and Ron does too, recommend certain things to kind of help us understand what's been going on this planet. So someone has a Netflix recommendation. Hello, I would like to recommend the series on Netflix called Altered Carbon. It is intense. The main character is woken up 250 years after his death to solve a murder. They use cloned bodies, which they call sleeves, and they switch between races and sexes. The writing, directing, and acting is very well done, a must-see. Have you heard of that show, Ron?
Yeah, I believe I saw that about 6 months ago. So, yeah, it's interesting to see things happening, you know, in the shows that are real. So, yeah, it's just another way the dark side is showing you what it's doing. So, remember... I think, what did you say, 250 years a person had to go back in time? Is that what it was?
It sounds like they went forward in time.
Forward in time, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can see what's happening with the technology that we know nothing about, what's already been invented that we haven't even seen yet, which might be discontinued by the time we get to that time frame, you know? So, you know, for me, it's interesting to watch maybe the two-year-old shows, we'll say, which have the special, like, glass computer screens that, you know, typically you look at it and you can see through it, and quite interesting. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, but all that stuff is real when you see it and you go, wow, I wish I had one of those. Well, you're just not... on that timeline, wherever they created it, because you're seeing probably live footage from another timeline in the future, and maybe all the people who are playing in the movie itself got transported maybe 500 years in the future, and they just think they're seeing stuff that's from a movie set prop, and it's actually real things, so they won't know the difference. Maybe they, have outside of a certain area, maybe they just create a McDonald's and a Burger King or something. And when they look out the door, they go, oh, yeah, there's McDonald's and Burger King. Boy, what a wonderful movie set we have here. This is really high-tech looking. So anyway, we'll see you later. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting, Ron. I was thinking, I know exactly what you mean by those glass computers, and also sometimes they put like a computer screen image, but just it's like a holograph. There's not even any glass. So you've shared with us before that their alien technologies are way advanced from ours, and they don't really share that or didn't share that. And so that's very interesting about the timelines. So for someone who might be just listening, Ron, maybe just explain what a timeline is and why we don't want to be on any of them, even if something for some reason might seem good to you or you want to just be in the now and on the new earth.
Yeah, it's basically whenever you think you're on a timeline. And when you have no thoughts, then you're off of a timeline. So what got everybody in trouble here is choosing to think. And then when you think, you're in duality, because naturally when you think, you're dealing with the law of cause and effect, which works with the, I could use the term galactic, collective consciousness. I could use the word universal mind. I could use the word Akashic records. All this stuff is stuff that keeps track and tabs of you and puts you onto these timelines. So remember, when you don't think and you're in the present moment, that's source energy. And then you're with your spirit. And then you're empowered because your spirit is... You start to think, then naturally your spirit is not with you consciously, so you could connect with it, because it doesn't know anything about thoughts. And so right away you're thinking, and all of a sudden your spirit goes, I don't know what these words are. And that I have proven many times for people. When you do the mind to heart drop, especially at the expos, people look at me with a big smile because they can't read the program guide or whatever they have in front of them. It's just a bunch of gibberish, because you're not connected to the words, which means something, which should be on timelines. So that's kind of one way to look at it. So when you are thinking, then you're on timelines. So if I said, okay, let's think about a movie that you've seen where you saw snow, and right away you're going to go to something because your mind has it all recorded, and you're going to see a visual, probably snapshot. We'll say maybe of Eskimos, possibly, with the dog sled team. And you saw that movie 45 years ago. And then I can say, okay, let's look at another movie that you probably have seen. How about King Kong? Right away, if you saw that, you're going to go back to one of the scenes. And it may be... Right away, you're on that scene, and that's happening. Next, possibly, I can say, okay... How about going to one of these beautiful beaches and, seeing everybody there in their bathing suits going out on the water, and you go, oh, well, that's cool. And all of a sudden, yeah, you're there. So you're having that experience because that timeline is now created with your energy. And for what you have seen in the past, you just energized it with your life force energy. Now, the aliens go, whoop-de-doo. This person is really thinking, and now they created a timeline for us to draw their life force energy from, and what will make some scenes in there to where they get scared, or maybe, having a close call, or whatever. So whenever you start to think about something, you are on that timeline. And if I think about, if you mention like I said, what about Burger King? Well, if you ate at Burger King, you're going to go back to maybe seeing the sign. So sometime during your life, or maybe even inside of there ordering your food. The same with McDonald's. I could say, how about Sears? How about Walmart? How about JCPenney's? It's all the same stuff. You're going there on a timeline, and you didn't even get out of your seat, but you're having this storyline being played to you. So that's what you don't want. So that, those are all timelines. If you can think about maybe meeting with your relatives, one of the Christmases that you probably get with them, maybe it's very pleasant for you. That would be great. Or maybe it wasn't. Or maybe you had difficulties getting there on time. Or maybe you were going to a wedding and you tripped and you fell into the wedding cake. All different things can happen, and you're going to be bringing up those issues as soon as you get keyed by, say, the keyword that I'm using to bring you into a different experience. So you're still here, but yet you're connected to a timeline somewhere else, and you're living it. And very possibly it could be running ever since you went to, Burger King, 25 years ago. You could still be standing in line waiting for that burger to come out or whatever, and they keep looping that timeline on you. Maybe you got upset. Maybe you got the wrong change, or maybe your french fries didn't taste good or something, But whatever that would be, whatever happens is what you're going to be experiencing. So you don't want to be on those particular timelines. You don't want to have anything created for you to be on. So hopefully I covered that for everybody. And all you want to be is in the present moment with no thought. And then you're in the present moment and you're in the now. And when you're in the now, that's where all your power is. You want to be in the present moment, in the now, and enjoying the new earth in the present moment, in the now. I'm going to keep reinforcing that. Now, when you do have your dramas and traumas about having those bad french fries at Burger King or something, or whatever that situation was, automatically now you're on the old earth. So the old earth is filled full of dramas and traumas and timelines. So when things start to go bad for you, wrong for you, you have situations happening in your life that you don't like. Why did this happen to me? I'm a good person and I got drawn into this event. Why did that dog bite me? All this stuff like this here. Why did somebody give me the high sign when I was driving my car? They didn't like me and they had the oneness sign at me. All these things are what you're dealing with on a timeline, and you're on the old earth. None of that exists on the new earth. So most of our shows that we have had, we talk about the old earth, and people ask me lots of questions about situations, like maybe tonight, which we could have. So those are all things from the old earth that's connecting with you. On the new earth, if we had a show on the new earth, and everybody was on the new earth, we would have absolutely no questions. And the show would just go on. You wouldn't understand what I'm talking about because the words that I'm saying would not even relate to you because there's no vocabulary on the new earth. So, and I did that a couple of times at the expos. I brought people, with the mind of heart drop instantly at the beginning of the expo. And they were just at peace. And I can remember one of those events that I went to. This is probably quite a while ago, time-wise, maybe 8 years ago or something. I told the people, I said, I want to do water charging in about 10 minutes, so can you just keep track of the time so I can do the water charging or something like that, okay, whatever, because I wanted them to keep track of time. Well, sure enough, that's about maybe a half an hour later. I said, oh, we got to do the water charging. Nobody reminded me. And basically, they were out of time. So they had no reference to the 10 minutes. So hopefully, dramas and traumas are on the old earth, not on the new earth, on the old earth. And the dramas and traumas are what you're going to experience because of the law of cause and effect. And because of that, you're in duality. And when you're in that, that's where the aliens love you and they get your energy from you. So hopefully I covered a lot of that. Did I miss anything, Ann? And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I'd be very, very happy to re-explain this over again, you know, even on this one show. So I don't mind talking about a situation, you know, more than one time, because sometimes the words that I'm using may not be what you're used to hearing, and you may want to hear it a different way. That's why Jesus talked in parables, so that people could understand the concept. So you may not even get what I'm talking about or about some other thing that we're talking about. And maybe after hearing about maybe half a dozen archives or so, you go, wow, why didn't I see that before? This is so simple. It's because you had a mind block on it. The alien didn't want you to understand what I was talking about. So anyway, I'm very happy to repeat myself. I can say it maybe a different way. And nothing's wrong with that. If you don't get it, you know, it's up to you to ask. So, back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. And I will just add that Ron provides timeline crashing healings on his website. There's one that's for a week, one that's for, I believe, a month, and then there's an unlimited advanced timeline crash. And what I do is, but one of the options on these timeline crashes, in addition to incidents of your life and things you want to clear, are to clear dreams, which are also kind of just another way to say timeline. So I keep a document if I have a dream, or if I know, you know, gee, that was emotional, so therefore I'm probably on a timeline about that, and I just keep, you know, putting those at the top and getting rid of the past ones and timeline crashing them. And what I do too is I put them in for a certain amount of time, depending on the situation. And then I keep that document where the things are written, because I check and I test myself a week or two later, like, is that really gone? Am I really fully here and off all those timelines? And that's working fairly well for me. So we just want to stay in the now and on the CLS New Earth. And a long time ago, Ron, I don't know if it was in reference to even to the new earth, but you did say once you could command to be on the CLS now timeline. Would that be helpful for us now, or is it just that the new earth is a place and we have to stay at peace?
You have to stay in peace, yes.
Ron, you're breaking up a little.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
That's better. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You want to be on the new earth if you can. You want to be in peace. And when you know when you're there, because you won't have any thoughts. So remember, your body will think for you, but it won't be what you're used to having. So, you know, when you're at peace, you won't have any thoughts, and you won't be on any timelines, and then you have all the possibilities available for you. And so when you start thinking, naturally, you know, you're maybe problem solving. Well, you know, that is still part of thinking, but you may be able to use more spirit energy to problem solve, and you may have a better answer for that. But yeah, you want to stay in peace without the different vocabulary of words.
Yeah. Okay, Ron, thank you so much. So we'll see if we get any more questions about that. It certainly does feel good. I was wondering, well, let me read one more email that just came in. The entity call earlier today. Thanks, Ron. It was very powerful today. So I mentioned earlier that Ron does monthly healing calls, and there are four every week, Tuesday through Friday, and three Sundays. They're six-hour calls. They start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and one Saturday Ascension Preparation call that starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And again, all this information with the dates and the prices and everything are on Ron's website. One of the wonderful many wonderful benefits, but one is Ron always charges water for us, which is really wonderful to help keep us in peace and also to improve our health. So thank you, listener, for sending that in. Okay. Oh, and Ron, what I wanted to ask you is there some sample healing we could possibly do?
Think about maybe one of your favorite birthday parties that you had. Remember, you're going back now in time on that timeline, or one that was really awful for you. Maybe you got hurt and you're broken arm or something, and you can kind of remember some of the pain. But just think of something that I can take away from you. Maybe for women, it could be childbirth, or maybe it could be the other way around. You're the child being birthed and you were kicking and screaming on the way out, But to think of something that is maybe it could even be painful, So here we go. It's up to you because you need to locate something on a timeline for me to release it. So I'm releasing the timeline of you having the situation. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, that seemed to clear for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. See how we did with that. You might want to send us a little email, maybe describing what got released. That's always helpful. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, for doing that. That felt really great. So I have a question. You have a healing on your website called Curses, Hexes, and Spells, and it removes curses, hexes, and spells that may have been put on you. It's a whole life healing. So if you have something that somebody cursed you, and you can clear it, of course, on that clearing. Would it be a good idea to also do a timeline crash? Like if someone upset you, might you get on timelines around that issue?
Oh, yeah, very possibly. And just think, I haven't heard this more recently, but in the old days, when you sneeze, people said, God bless you, kazunite, So right away you're being cursed. So that could be happening a lot to you without anybody thinking that they're doing something negative toward you. So now you're on the God bless you timeline. So back to you.
Okay. So I will just say, let me go on to the next question. I feel like you talked about this recently, but it bears repeating. Can we be courted to deceased people?
Of course, yeah. If they're living, you could be courted. Yeah, of course.
The person's
not going to connect to you, when they're dead. But, yeah, if you've known them, you're going to be courted to them, of course.
Okay, and this person also adds, thank you. I have just realized that I can climb stairs without shortness of breath for the first time in years.
So what clearing helped that person, do you know?
They didn't say.
And then what I will say is your whole past life is still running. So every event that you had in your life, in this lifetime, every situation, you are still connected to that on timelines, unless you choose to clear it. So, you need to...
Hopefully,
right now, I had a mosquito buzzing around, so I think I got that, and I'm no longer bothered for the mosquito timeline, hopefully.
Okay, good. Okay, this is kind of connected, interestingly. I know oneness doesn't exist, but can Ron refresh us on oneness and talk about it again? Also, I heard something about being one with a bird and sightseeing. Can you talk about this too?
Boy, oneness. Well, I don't know how to really relate to that. Everything that's created is separate. Now, when you're on the new Earth, there probably won't be any real difference in the spirit energy and the life form energy. So it may all seem the same, except, you know, whatever is in that particular life form will be unique and be able to express itself uniquely for what it is. So the oneness, I don't know what to say about that. That word is a really tricky word, and that can entrap a lot of people just by having the word oneness, thinking that you're, you know, related to everything. So everything is separate. The spirit energy, as you're in the new Earth energy, you may not feel a difference in the presence of, you know, maybe an ant versus a tree. You might just feel like the same energy. So you could maybe assume that that could be a oneness energy, but it's all source energy. So source energy isn't oneness. But all the creation energies that are created from the source energy are unique. So I guess another way of saying that is that oneness, when you're in a life form, doesn't really, you're not connecting to anything else because you're unique. So I would say if we got rid of the word oneness, that would be the best thing to do. Because then you think that you're connected to everything, and you're not. You're unique. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yeah, a lot of religious, I think, and New Age teachers really like that, and they try to sell it as, isn't this great? We're all connected, and so you explained that really well, Ron. Thank you. So I'm not sure what this person means. Perhaps something on another show. They heard something about being one with a bird and sightseeing. Does that sound familiar? I'm not sure what they're referring to there.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think that was on any of our shows, so.
Okay. So, yes, or maybe you could send that in again, listener, so just with a little more clarity, and Ron will answer your question for you. Okay, clarifying question here, Ron. Ron did say several times this year that we could say, I now command my spirit and body to be on the creation lightship, now timeline of light. Is Ron saying now we do not need to say that?
No, you need to, if you find out that you're in duality, then you may want to state that. Remember, it's up to you not to think. So the bottom line is, if you think, then you're going to typically be in duality because you're thinking. So if you find yourself thinking or having maybe decisions to make, you can do that with your body and your spirit in the now without using your mind to think with. So I guess back to you.
Right.
Remember,
but
you want to be in the now. You want to be in the now, so whatever technique you have to do that, that would be fine.
Right, and sometimes, you know, unfortunately, you know, you can be on the new Earth and then something from outside of you, I don't know, tries to, I guess, take you down, like you could be scared or hear a loud noise or something comes into your environment, unfortunately, and pulls at you, and then that's a good time to say your commands and get back in your body and heart-centered again. And I always say I command any all timelines be crashed, even though it's more effective to run the healing, I know. But I still say it in case it just crashes a couple. Okay, Ron, back to a paranormal question. Any thoughts on what the Loch Ness monster could be? Thank you.
No, not interested in that. You know, that gets very mental. Remember, we're trying to stay away from mental things, although I don't mind answering some questions, but remember, that's just mental stuff. I guess another way of stating this here, is it a relative of yours, number one? Have you seen it before? Has it scared you? How do you relate to it? You know, if none of this stuff seems to be connected to you, then why do you want to get connected to it? How does it relate to you? If it doesn't relate to you, then you shouldn't even be thinking about it. You know, it's much like if somebody said that a certain place is on fire, right, in your town. You're going to want to get connected to that fire energy of the building or whatever it is. You're going to want to get connected to, well, maybe it's a forest fire. So you're going to want to get connected to all the dead animals because of the forest fire. You know, you may want to do that. Typically, you don't want to get connected to anything, especially that, and all the other people's thoughts. So if it doesn't pertain to you, then why go out fishing? Why get yourself hooked up into more energy? I can see it being a paranormal question about what it could be, but I never have investigated it, and I don't have any real reason to, because I don't want to get caught under those timelines. And I'm sure the listeners don't either.
Okay.
That's kind of the hard thing, you know. It's just a life form of something, and it's there, and I'd love to have peace.
Oh, Ron, we're losing you again.
Okay, how's that?
Better, perfect.
Okay, so when you're thinking about the Loch Ness Monster, right away you're courting the poor thing. You're causing it harm. The same thing with the Bigfoots, you know. Just allow them to be a life form. Don't think about it. And, you know, what you would have is many, many questions about it, how they live, what they do, you know, everything else. And does it pertain to you? Are you going to eat the same food it's eating? Are you going to go on the same trails? Are you going to go in the water? You know, typically not. So it's just your mind kind of messing you up so that you're able now to go on the timelines. So hopefully you understand what I'm talking about, because all you want to worry about is what's in front of you on your plate. You don't want to go into anything else, because that puts you more into timelines. That's why you're still here. The only reason why you're born in this lifetime with your spirit coming in is because you took the wrong path. And you kept thinking, and that brought you back here. So that's, I guess, the quickest, fastest way. You've already been there, done that. Why do you want to do it over again? You want to be in the present moment. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. Next question is about energy bodies. What happens to the energy bodies at ascension?
Well, that's another one of those questions. It's just a mental question. What happens, it gets returned back to the earth, all the energetic bodies, because the earth spirit created it. So that's the answer. But, you know, why would you want to ask that? All you need to worry about is your own spirit and your physical body. All the energetic bodies, I wouldn't even worry about, because you cannot do anything to help them, except for the emotional body, which body hops and stuff. I would imagine maybe the pain body hops too as an entity, but, you know, the reason why you want to get rid of the emotional body is because it has a history or her story of being with a person, and her story is going to put you into timelines and communicate with you and steal your life force energy again. So back to you.
Okay, this is, thank you, Ron, for that explanation. And I guess, though, maybe we could just take a moment and explain to people what we even mean by an energy body, in case we, again, have a new listener.
Now, you have invisible energetic bodies that make up your physical body, and there's probably about a dozen of them that we know about. And those are the ones that collect your stuff, collect your thoughts, collect your situations, collect your emotions, the way you feel. You want to clean those out because they're in your DNA. And DNA of your ancestors that have these thoughts also in them are passed on to you. So you want to clean those things out of you. You don't want to live your ancestors' life. You might want to. But typically you shouldn't, yeah, but that's what you're doing each lifetime. You're living their life over and over and over again. And that's why you want to do the clearings that we have on the website to release you from their dramas and traumas that now become your own because they got activated inside of you. This is an internal energy. It's inside of you, and you want to clean it out. So the other type of energies are external. And the external energies are what the aliens are giving you. That's the mind control programs. You know, that's the thoughts that you're having from the Beyondo. That's what the channelers get from the Beyondo or from someplace. Typically, that's all external energies. And you have to connect to it. If you have ever watched a channeler, they normally have a procedure that they use that they were instructed to do to maybe take their spirit out of their body to connect with another spirit to come into them, so to speak. And so they go through this process to have some external force come into their body or to share their body maybe. But, you know, I won't go any further to that, but you probably have seen channelers do their things. The rituals or whatever before, and then they change their personality. The voice may change, and may have a different language they're speaking or some type of accent, but, you know, that's external stuff coming to you. You don't need that. You don't need to take your spirit out of your body because you think something is more important or stronger or more intelligent. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And again, Ron has so many healings where we can clear out all of these energetic bodies that are possibly overly filled up with energy that needs to be released. Okay, so someone else sent in an email. Super cool. A bird landed in my backyard as I was doing a timeline crash outside. It was chirping away in different directions, and I knew that I could see the dark energy that I was clearing out. And it was assisting by directing energy towards removing the negativity around me. It was super cool and lasted about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds great. Wonderful.
Yes, some people, I guess, are lucky. Sometimes lucky, sometimes maybe not so much. They really see and feel the energy very strongly. So that's very interesting. Okay. Okay, so somebody wrote in about, I guess this is worthwhile again because it's paranormal night. We'll read this one. This is about a dream timeline. I found myself in an office building in a dream some weeks ago. The dream was very uneventful. No heavy emotion. The light drama in the dream finished, and I found myself sitting in an office considering what had just happened. Some guy started walking down the hallway and was shutting off the lights. This dream person didn't see me sitting in the office. I was facing his back as he was walking down the hall. I thought how curious this was as he exited my field of view. At the count of five, suddenly all light in the dream was shut down. Mystified, I found myself sitting in total darkness. I woke myself up from the dream and did several timeline crashes. It's funny to be locked out of a dream. Time's up, LOL. Oh, I get it. Time's up. Yeah, no more time.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe explain to people about how we, you know, don't get into time even. Like, we shouldn't even really pay attention to time if we can help it. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. And you might notice that listening to our show tonight and all shows that we have, almost always you're out of time. So right now it's 53 after. And we started, you know, we'll just say about 50 minutes ago, typically. And there was really no time involved. If you notice that or look at it, go, wow, you know, almost an hour has passed, and I'm just hearing words. You know, it just seems like we're in the flow without anything bothering us. No energetic cording. So that's the way the shows go. So you're out of time, although we do have to keep track of the time because our show is only so long. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, this is, I guess, a really good one also for paranormal. On Wednesday's radio show, when discussing the psychic billboard, you said if we have a desire for something, then we must want to experience it. Can you use it to change a person in your matrix reality? As my desire is for my husband to be awake. I tell him he's a sleeper. He values his mind as an intelligent tool and is very pragmatic and very closed to the suggestion that we have a spirit or a soul. He feels sorry for me that I have to surround myself with computers with a funny face on them. He sees it as sad. I've done the emotional and mental unlimited clearings and a brain conference call for him. Soon to purchase the whole life fear also. I have cleared soul family and many of the whole life necessary clearings. Yes, a desire that my partner's also awake to have some understanding of what I am doing.
Boy, that's a very good question, and a lot of people probably relate to that. I really don't have an answer for what clearing to do to help him. I would do probably that 2,000 year of darkness barcode on him. So that might help him somewhat. And maybe he's had so much alien interference that he can't get out of his own way to even think properly. So he could be running, you know, a mind loop pattern, or just a lot of darkness has come into him. And it doesn't want to release him from the darkness. So to say it another way, they probably worked with his mind, so he's unable to connect to his spirit. That's the main thing. And I'm not saying that because the person is in darkness or could be in darkness, that the person's a bad person. You know, they're just not aware of spirit energy. And for whatever reason, you know, he's unable to connect to that energy to actually sense it. And some people cannot even sense their spirit energy. So it's just the way it is. So back to you.
Okay. I had one idea since the person has done the mental body clearing. And this is something you recommended quite a few months ago, but could they put remove all mind control and alien programs from the person and keep running that mental body? You actually suggested the mental body and the cellular mental, which this person hasn't bought for their partner yet, but wouldn't it help a little bit if you did that on the mental clearing?
It's possible. It's really hard when somebody's not awakened, you know, enough to, you know anything about what could help them. So, and you know, doing the emotional and the mental are two that are very, very important. That's already done. You may want to do the unlimited on the person and see what they talk about in the evening. And, you know, when they mention something about what happened at work, then run that clearing. Maybe that could help them get off of those timelines anyway. And maybe he's on the timeline of not understanding. A confusion timeline or something, and probably he'll never get it if he's on that type of timeline. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone wrote in, thanks for the 2 minutes of peace on Wednesday. No words. Blessings. So I guess that's something you do on the Wednesday show.
Yeah, we just I just stopped time and gave everybody the peace energy. And gets rid of the mind chatter and allows you to actually feel your spirit energy, we'll say, and also you're able to sense the way it's supposed to be. So that's all very good.
Okay, well, I just want to say again, please go to Ron's website. Hopefully you're already getting Ron's emails, but if you're not, sign up to get them. June is a very great month. It's going to be a great month for healing to really improve our peace because if you have more spirit energy, you're going to feel more powerful, and if you have a healthy, healed body, you're going to have way less distractions. So I think it's going to be really wonderful, and everything is on the website. I'm trying to think. There are no live healing calls this weekend coming up, but they start on June 9th, I believe. So, Ron, it's pretty much time to say goodbye and do the Mind to Heart Drop. Is there any other sample that we could possibly do before we say goodbye?
I'll do a pain release for people if you have any physical body pain. So here we go, releasing pain energy that's connected, corded to your body. Here we go. So, and what I'll do is count to 20 to help out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll have to do more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Some people have a lot of pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, everybody, that should help you out. So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. Need to say this out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we're going to count from, and make me real. And that will count from 10 to 1 three times. And here we go to facilitate this process of your spirit helping you. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later, everyone. Good evening. Have a wonderful evening in peace here. Do the Mind to Heart Drop if you like every 5 or 10 minutes if you're going to be up. And it might change your whole reality, especially if you had a bad day today. So bye, everyone. Blessings.